Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from Delaney's Wood-Fired Maple Syrup of Rose City, Sean Delaney. Sean, how are you?
Good.
Glad to have you on the show with us today.
Great. Thanks for having us.
I'm sure a busy time for you right now?
Yep. Things are getting underway. We've got our trees tapped, and the sap's beginning to flow, so...
Now, was this an average winter for you guys, a better winter, not such a great winter? What do you guys look for in terms of when the maple syrup, when you start tapping the trees?
Well, our season started off a little later than normal. The cold winter has put a lot of frost in the ground. And so that can contribute to a longer season. So.
All right. Now, does it do anything, the weather, in terms of how the maple syrup tastes? You hear that with orange trees and things like that. Is there anything to the weather that changes maybe how the maple that comes out of the trees is, the sap?
No, I don't think it's so much that. It's the weather more has... a bearing on the production, really.
Production, all right.
The flavor and that comes more from the soils and your process, too.
All right. So how long you guys been doing this?
27 years.
Is that right? Yep. Now, how did it get started? You had some property and you had some maple trees, that kind of thing?
Yeah, the property's been in my family for over 100 years.
Wow.
And I always had the desire to have a family project like that.
Yeah.
And so I started tapping maple trees. And so when my boys were young, it was a great family project.
I was going to say, is it still a family operation?
Yep, yeah. It still is.
So it's you and, May was supposed to be here today.
Yeah, me and my wife.
Yeah.
My parents help out quite a bit.
Nice.
And my boys, they help when they can get back home.
All right. So this weekend's the big weekend. You guys got the big events coming up. Let's find out what's going to be happening at Delaney's Wood-Fired Maple Syrup there in Rose City. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, this weekend we'll be giving tours of our operation, showing the tapping process and how we collect the sap from the trees and boil it down into syrup. A little bit of the history of maple syrup as well.
All right. And then, obviously maple syrup is a part of this. Now you're going to have that for sale?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We'll have our maple syrup and all of our maple products that my wife makes. I think she's up to over 14 different products that she makes with the maple.
Wow. No kidding. I know candy. And, I saw that you got what would be popcorn.
Yep. Maple caramel corn.
Yeah.
Man. Three different kinds of barbecue sauces, meat rubs, the sugars, and several different candies, truffles, turtles.
Wow. Things. So it's more than just for pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No doubt. So this weekend, you're going to have that. Now, are you on both days, Saturday and Sunday?
Yep, both days, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
10 to 4 each day. And then they can come on out either one of the days and see what it's all about.
Yes, yeah.
Now, if they're going to do that, where do they find you? Tell us the best way to find Delaney's Wood-Fired Maple Syrup.
Well, we're about 3.5 miles south of Rose City on Grand Jean Road, and that's just off of M33.
All right. Now, do you guys have a social presence, Facebook, kind of thing?
Yep, they can find us on Facebook.
Website, too?
We have a website they can order from as well. So.
Very good. All right. So it's Delaney's Wood-Fired Maple Syrup. You're on Grand Jean Road there in Rose City. And this Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 each day, come on out and see what it's all about and take home some sweet treats with you.
Exactly.
Maybe even help tap a tree.
There you go. Yeah, maybe carry some wood. Huh?
There you go. Sean Delaney, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to a great weekend of maple syrup.
Thanks, Kevin.